Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples, as we get set to preview here today, the City Commission meeting, which starts at 7 o'clock tonight. And you can view those online, cityofmhk.com/TV, the city's Facebook page, as well as Cox Cable Channel 3. They do allow in-person guests at the city meetings, but it is limited to 29 in the capacity for the city chambers. Joining us here, as they do every couple weeks, we have City Manager Ron Fear. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And Mayor Yusha Reddy joins us as well. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Nice to be with you this morning.
Absolutely. It's certainly a pleasure. And we're getting to the end of the year and lots of things going on. It was kind of exciting, I think, for a lot of folks who are interested in watching all the change going on in Aggieville. They got to tune in for the groundbreaking for the Aggieville Parking Garage, a big project, $17.7 million. And Mayor, I know you were out there and got to actually do a groundbreaking for once. How about that?
I know. It's been a while. We've had a few beam signings here and there for some of the construction work that's going on some of our buildings. But the Aggieville Garage project has been in the works for years. And we're thrilled that we were able to have the groundbreaking. And like I said, this is good for businesses, not only in the Aggieville area, but for the city of Manhattan. And it's good that we can still get projects going, even though it's COVID, life is still going on as far as our growth in Manhattan and planning for the future. So yeah, I'm very optimistic about it. And it took a long time to get there, but finally it's happening.
Well, yeah, this has been something that's been talked about for a long time. And Ron, I just might ask you to see that it's actually starting to happen now here, and you're actually in the process of moving dirt, doing construction. How proud are you to have this underway?
Well, it's been a long time coming, and just the whole visioning process for Aggieville, there's been a lot of input, certainly by the stakeholders there and the community, to look at that visioning. And I thought Deputy City Manager Jason Hilgers kind of made an appropriate comment that we've had for decades. We've had a capital improvement item requested generally by the planning board that we should build parking garages in Aggieville so that its density could increase. And that's really what this allows for. There's already a parking deficit in the Aggieville area. So this will not only meet that deficit, but it'll allow for some additional expansion in Aggieville itself. And there's another project on the corner of 14th and Laramie that's positioned to move forward, but has kind of been waiting to make sure that this happened because they didn't want to do their higher density project if there wasn't additional parking available. So I think that it will have a lot of discussion. Obviously, with COVID, things have slowed some of those things down, but we've managed to move ahead with a lot of our planning and projects. And I think that's, in many degrees, that construction, whether it's the new rec centers or some of the other infrastructure projects we have going on, has certainly helped our local economy.
And there is an item here on the agenda tonight. The agenda was revised yesterday to include a consent agenda item, and that has to do with kind of in relation to the parking garage. It looks like a resolution on the consent agenda here tonight.
It is. So we're hopeful, and we think that our negotiations have gone well for some of the permanent and temporary construction easements, as well as some property transfers that are related to the garage and some of the adjacent properties. And so, but just in case, one of the things you have when you're working on acquisitions is anybody that has an interest in a particular party. And so we are recommending the commission that we at least start the process of filing for some eminent domain, and hopefully that will help sort out all of the different percentages that folks that might want to share in the proceeds.
All right. So that'll be coming up tonight. And this is just kind of a small area, it looks like, a 10-foot by 10-foot area?
Yeah, the permanent component is basically the easternmost 10 foot of that Burger King parcel, which is, you know, has not been used in a long time, and will help provide that transition to the garage and help us with our maintenance. Then there's a little utility box easement, and then there's some construction easements just to make that go better. And then there's some, in conjunction with the street improvements, of course, in addition to the garage, one of the big components is we'll be rebuilding Laramie Street, redoing the intersection of 14th and Laramie and signalizing that intersection, as well as 14th Street onto the north to Anderson, and doing some upgrades to that intersection as well. And so we need some permanent easements there for the traffic signals on that corner. It'd be the northeast corner of that intersection. We need to get some additional permanent easement to accommodate the base for the traffic signals and the pedestrian buttons and that sort of thing. So some of this is relative to some of the traffic improvements as well.
You know, I'm just thinking about that whole area right there. That's a difficult area for traffic to flow currently. How challenging is that going to be with a signalized intersection there, and then also the one on Anderson at 14th? That could create a lot of congestion potentially.
It can, and so that's one of the reasons we're also upgrading that intersection at 14th and Anderson, so that those two signals will be tied together and work better. The Laramie Street improvements will help, is the primary, is the only access point to the garage. So it's about halfway in between 14th Street and Manhattan Avenue. So that's a critical component for it, and there'll be turning lanes. And then obviously the sensors and the controller will help, should help with that traffic flow. Not to say that there won't be some congestion during some heavy traffic times, and somewhat like we see now, but most of the delays we're seeing there now are associated with the construction and a lane being down to one lane there for eastbound on Anderson.
All right, so let's take a look maybe down in the future here. Let's talk about 1 year from today. I know the construction will be just about wrapped up on the parking garage, maybe not quite, but it'll be close. What will be kind of the goal by that point here with this parking garage project? Are you going to hope to have some lease agreements with tenants possibly?
I don't know that we'll have that in some of that space, but we could. We'll certainly have that, something we can work on. Most of those spaces are not going to be finished, so then that's partly to allow for whoever, whatever tenant wants to go in there can finish it the way they want. We had some success with that down at the parking garage at 3rd Street, down at the conference center. So similar type situation that would allow for that. We do anticipate some additional development within Aggieville as a result of this. So I think we will see some signs of some of those activities beginning underway before in the near future as well, and certainly I think better traffic flows as we continue to work on design. We anticipate a work session with the commission early next year just to talk about the rest of the plan for Aggieville going forward. And certainly it'll be something that we'll be visiting with them about other projects and schedules. Of course, 12th Street is wrapping up some nice improvements there that are creating some very pedestrian-friendly components in that half block between Morrow and the alley just to the north on 12th Street.
All right. I think people will be excited for that to be fully reopened here, because it's been a little bit of a headache to get through there.
It has, most definitely.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a quick time out. We'll come back and we'll take a look at some other City Commission agenda items here. Again, the City Commission meets tonight. We're talking with City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Yusha Reddy on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.